Hey, Simon, Mem, Hey, Sif Yud Zayin, Halachas of Birchas Aziman. So it says, Shloisha she'achlu u'shnayim gomru sudasai. Three eat, and two finish the suda, v'roitzim levarach, and they want a bench, v'echad adayin lo gomru sudasai, v'ena roitzim levarach. And they don't want to make a bracha. All right, so two want to leave. So tzorach hu lahafzik mi sudasai, k'day she'yivarachu b'zimun. The two have to stop their suda in order that they can make a mezumen. It doesn't mean they have to stop eating, right? But they have to. But he has to at least stop to make the mezumen. And he can answer with them together. Then it's yotze zimun. He has to wait until the Mevarich says Azanas HaKol V'achakach Yochel Lechol, then he could eat. Meaning, he has to stop eating from when they say Rabbi Send Nevarich or whatever it is until the Mevarich says Azanas HaKol. Right? Why? Because Azanas HaKol, we said this I think 2 days ago, because Azanas HaKol is part of the mezumen, really. It's really part of the mezumen. So the mezumen is not over until he says Hazanah Sakol. Okay, and he doesn't need to make a new bracha rishayna because he was planning on eating. When he finishes the suda, then he'll make his own birchas hamazon. But two don't have to stop for one, meaning this is talking about where two want to leave. But if one wants to leave, then they don't have to stop. I don't
So, what's the reason
understand.
to stop?
Yeah.
What's the reason for him to stop Suda if he is continuing his Suda?
The one or the two?
One.
The one has to stop because you go with the majority. The majority wants to make a mezumen now, so he has to partake.
No, but I'm saying he can answer and continue eating from then. Why does he need to hold until Hazanah Sakol? Why he
Because
cannot eat?
Hazanah Sakol is part of the mezumen. That is the
You
bracha
see,
of the mezumen.
so that's only in the case, I guess, the one who leads the zimun says it out loud, no?
No, but that's he's supposed to say it out loud.
But not everybody says it out loud. Most people
That's
don't.
wrong. Okay, but that's wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. They're supposed to, the one making the
Okay,
mezumen
fine.
is.
Yeah, so that's the. So I'm saying, if the guy is not saying it out loud, then he can continue eating? No,
No, because he
no
needs to
way.
wait for you have to wait for the Hazanah Sakol. Everybody's always supposed to say Hazanah Sakol out loud.
Okay, fine.
Now the thing is like this. I don't understand. Is it such a big deal to stop? Are we asking for so much? Like, what is the big deal to stop eating for 15 seconds or 30 seconds? Let the guy make a mezumen and
But
then go on.
I'm saying why he like it's not normal to stop. Like you are in the middle of your suda, you want to eat now. Why should you stop? All of a
I'm
sudden,
saying
two
you
guys.
we I'm saying
No, but I'm
you
saying
sit
you are
you're
forcing
a favor for
the two
something.
guys are forcing the guy to basically interrupt. He wants to finish quick and also go also. Why she should wait?
Because either way you're gonna have to make a mezumen and that's gonna take time. So what's the difference if it takes time later, it takes
No,
time now.
but then you are all together in the same game. You are all making it together.
To
Wait,
what? But the
do you get a mitzvah for this?
what, to give in?
Do you get a mitzvah if you join this demon?
I would think so.
So you get a mitzvah and you have to wait 30 seconds and stop your meal for 30 seconds and you get a mitzvah, so it's not worth it?
I agree
You
with you.
wouldn't
I don't
do
know.
that if someone said, "Can I borrow 30 seconds of your time?" and you get to get a mitzvah. Of course you would do it.
Yeah. But the
That's
interesting
not the
Mishnah Brura.
question. That's not the
Mishnah.
question.
Okay, whatever. We'll go by it because it's
Yeah,
not. I don't know
fine.
if we
Let's
have an
go by.
answer.
Yeah,
I just
right.
don't understand why, like, what the big deal is. That's all I'm saying.
No,
But the Mishnah
because two
Brura,
people
interesting.
basically forcing somebody to do something he doesn't want.
Well, why shouldn't he
All
do
of a
it?
sudden, they decided they want to leave the Suda. Maybe he was
Okay.
expecting we're gonna sit and have a longer Suda, and all of a sudden they decide no, we're like let's say
So what? Good. So
two
he's
14 year
kidnapping him.
old.
So he has to. So you could kidnap somebody. You could
No,
kidnap
but
somebody.
let's say the father wants to have two Suda with his two boys, and the
That's a
boys say
different
no, we
story. No,
want to
that's
go
not
play
the
game.
case.
Play
That's not the
ball,
case.
like
No, you
he's
can't
not
kid.
like no, we have a suda, huh?
No, that's not the case. The case that's not
No,
Pshat
bro,
he
what do you
wants
mean
to.
it's not the case? If one is 14-year-old and one is 16-year-old and the father wants to continue
That's
eating,
not, but that's not the case. That's not the case. This is
what's the
talking about three.
case?
They want to go on their way. They just want to leave.
Yeah, so they want to go play ball.
Okay, so they're entitled.
So they're entitled. So I'm saying if the father wants to have a suitor with them, now all of a
But that's not
sudden
the
he has to
case.
cut
That's
off.
not that's that's a different philosophical thing that the father wants to have a nice suitor with his kids and therefore he doesn't want to let his kids leave. That's one thing.
Okay, fine.
Whatever. Anyways, but the Mishaburo says that once they're finished eating, then they have to bench. Even if they're sitting around schmoozing, talking politics, and they're not interested in making the mezumen, then they're mechuyev to make the mezumen, even for one guy. Because they finished eating. I mean, it's only the eating that you'd be able to hold back.
You covered yourself halfway, like you are. We only see
We
your
can't
lips
see her. We can't
and
see.
downward.
We can't see her eyes. Why would anybody want to see me?
If yeah, good.
Well, if we can't see, it's one thing. We can see half of you. Yeah. Okay. Elim yirtu lasis loy lechvoide lefnim mishuras adin. But if he wants, see, that's the next line here. Unless they want to do it to give him, you know, to give him some respect to do lefnim mishuras adin. All right. And they could do it. Okay. Chasar shochel biyachad tzrichin arba lahafzik b'shvil shisha. Same numbers in ratio to when you have 10 people, right? 10 that are eating together, four need to stop for six. Shame aroyv because they're the majority. And they only have to wait till baruch elokeinu. La'achashigamru shame. Then they'll make their own mezumen without saying elokeinu. See, that's a loaded amount right there. Right? You see what it's saying? Ain't Tzarech L'Amtin. First of all, they only have to wait till Baruch Elokeinu. Then they can, sounds like they could start eating. And then also, when they finish their Suda, then they should make their own Mezumen without Elokeinu, even though they're already part of the Mezumen. Right? So why are they making a new Mezumen at all? Because there were three people that ate together, meaning the Elokeinu, they were Yotze. But now they're going to be Yotze the regular Mezumen. Okay, it's an interesting din. Yudches, this we discussed yesterday a little bit. Let's say you have a large suda and there's many people, like a chasana. Yesh livchar sheyivarech misha koyle chazak. You should take somebody who has a very loud voice. K'dei sheyishmu kol ha-mesubin min ha-mavarech l'chol ha-pachas ad ha-zonas ha-kol, so that they'll be able to hear. V'mi yavshe b'kach yivarechu b'chabura shel asora asora. Everybody should break off so that everybody could hear. In camp, they try and get me the first Shabbos to make a mezumen. I was like, there is no way my voice is carrying anywhere near anybody, so I just pass. Right?
Isn't
I mean,
Talmud Chacham has a Kedima?
yes, but if nobody said, but if nobody's going to hear him, meaning the 10 people around you, a dining room
So
and a camp dining room is so loud, it's impossible to hear anybody.
right. So the guy with a strong voice basically has a Kedima?
Yes, that's what it sounds like. Yes, somebody would law. Yes.
Unless Talmud Chacham is loud enough for everybody to hear.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So you test, fine. Two chaburas eating in one house. Or two different houses. So if some of them see this one and this one, but start for Zeman, then they combine to the Zeman. Right, this was the halachas that came for Corona, had a combined minyanim. Right, this is part of where those halachas come from. If you can't see each other, then each one makes their own mezumen. Let's say they have a waiter, and they share the waiter. Whom it's off, and he can combine them. And for example, they went in mitchila that they were going to combine with each other. Everybody there has to hear at least till hazanat hakol. Somebody who's by people that are making a mezumen, he didn't eat and he didn't drink. Right? Meaning he just sat there. So that's what he should answer. Now, why does he have to do this for? Because you have a group of people benching Hashem, saying a bracha to Hashem, and he just sits quiet. That's not right. So he has to say, he has to say a bracha to Hashem, but he can't say anything about achila because he didn't eat. See, if you ate and you didn't wash, then you say Baruch Shachanu Mishloi. If you right, because you did eat. But not if you didn't eat, then you just say a standard Baruch. Because he has to add in the word Hashem's name. Let's say you walked in after you heard him say Nivarech, and they hear everybody answering Baruch Shulchanu, Oy Baruch Elokeinu Shulchanu, Oy Na'achareihem, Amen. Then all you should say is Amen, because since you didn't hear the one leading the benching telling you to do this. Right. So then you don't say the bracha. Fine. Chaf Aleph. Shloisha shochel kol echad mikikar shloi. Three people eating from their own. This is the yeshiva dining room halacha, or part of it. Three people eating from their own loaf of bread. Ve'echad mehem ochel pas akum. U'shnayim nizhar mipas akum. One is eating pas akum, and two are careful of pas akum. Kamakum etzdarf and leziman. They combine to the ziman. Ve'yivarech zeh she'ochel pas akum. And the one who's eating the pas akum should lead the mezumin. Shehu yachal lechol gam imachem, because he could eat with the others. Meaning, two people are eating bread that all three of them could eat, because it's pas yisrael, so anybody could eat that, right? Even if he has a shita that he doesn't want to eat pas yisrael, but he still is allowed to eat it. But the two eating the pas yisrael cannot eat pas akum. So they're still, even though they're eating, they can't possibly share the foods together. Because one of them eats a food that they don't eat, right? However, he could lead the benching because he is considered combined with them since he's allowed to eat their food. So this question comes up sometimes in yeshiva dining rooms. Three guys are sitting there, one guy's eating milk, and the other two are eating meat. Mitzdarfin, they could also make a mezumen, and the one who it should lead the benching should be the one eating the dairy, because shehu yachal lechol gam imachem. He could eat meat. He washes out his mouth. He eats something. Washes his hands, and he could go eat meat. Ach im zeh she'oichem achol lechol ein eshoy se yayin, or she'en kan ela shechor shehu chadash v'hu nizer mechadash. But if the person eating milk, or drinking whatever, eating dairy, doesn't drink wine, and there's ein kan ela shechor, and there's only beer available. Shu Chadash, it's from the new crop, which means he can't eat it till after Nisan, till after Tezayin, Yud Zayin, and he's careful on it. It's better that a person should, or somebody who ate meat should bench on the kais than to not bench on a kais at all. Meaning, we're saying that the guy eating the milk should be the one leading the benching because he could eat meat, but let's say he doesn't drink wine. And he doesn't have beer, so then, what's better, to have the guy to not bench a la kois, or have the guy who ate dairy? So the kids are saying it's interesting because we don't really bench a la kois, certainly not in my house. If we have a minyan, then sometimes we do, but he's saying it's so important to bench a la kois that rather have the guy who's eating meat bench on the kois. Let's say one guy's eating hard cheese and two meat, so then they can't combine. They can't combine because the meat can't eat the cheese and the cheese can't eat the meat because you have to wait 6 hours. Because at least they could share a bread. You can be makel that they can make a mezumen, but you have to make
So
sure that
what
the bread
combines?
doesn't have the. You have to make sure the bread doesn't have any dairy or meat on it. What are you saying?
What brings them into Zim? What combines them to Zim on the one table?
So that's a big issue. He doesn't discuss it. There's a psak that's yidua, they say, from one of the old Rashi yeshivas in America,
That
that
they're on their own, yeah.
there's no mezumen in yeshiva dining rooms. That's not called eating together. It happens to be a big room where everybody can sit and eat, but it's not called
Right,
eating
people come
together.
and go. Come and go,
Right.
yeah.
So I don't know. I never understood that. So meaning you could, maybe you're not mechuyev to, but if you have three guys sitting and schmoozing for a whole
So that
breakfast,
has to be one table that combines them.
I don't know if it has to be a
You're
table, as long as
saying
they're sitting around and schmoozing.
you're
If they're
saying
sitting
in
and
camp
schmoozing,
when you focus on it, but in camp when
schmoozing
you
is not
focus on a
achila
table.
together. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm
David, what are you
saying
saying?
camp where each bunk is on a table, that's different.
You see, in camp, which way do you want to say? You want to say that they should be able to, or
I
they
would say
shouldn't?
that each bunk is on their own tables. So yeah, why shouldn't, isn't that like they're eating together? Each bunk is
The
eating
bunk
together.
itself, but what about mixing with the other bunk?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I don't know.
I don't know. I would think that you're
What
right.
does
I can hear what you're saying, that they don't combine with each other, right?
schmoozing have to do with eating together? Like you can, you just schmooze at the table. You sit and you schmooze. Who cares
Because
about
you're
eat
all
like?
eating, you're eating from the same place, from the same dining room, and you're schmoozing together. Isn't that enough to say that you're eating together? That's what
Let's
I would
say
think.
people who go to a PACER program, right? So
No,
you have the
that's
guy
no,
behind
that's.
you, you have the guy behind you, and you smooth with him the whole time, but you are at your table, he's at his table. And everybody comes whenever they want. It's not the, not everybody comes at the same time. In Yeshiva dining room, everyone's coming at the same time. No, they don't come at the same time either. They're Some all people coming down after late, some Mincha.
people
They're not all
down.
coming after Mincha.
Yes. Yeah, I saw people coming before Mincha. I saw people come during Mincha. I saw people come 10 minutes later. Some people Yeah,
take
okay.
and go to their room.
Okay, but I'm saying in a situation where they're eating together, I don't know. All right,
Right.
fine.
So meaning it has to be some kind of kavana that I'm like sitting
I don't know. I
with
don't
a
know. I'm saying I don't
chevra
know what
to
I
eat.
don't know it
I'm
clear.
sitting together.
Yeah. Okay, right. The Noshim Chafes. Noshim, the women do not like this next halacha. They really don't like it. Noshim she'ochlu ima noshim she'nischayv b'zimun. Women who eat with men that are chayv in a zimun, meaning if there's three men sitting there and there's women there, nischayvu gam hena, they are also chayv u'tzrichus l'shmaya birchas hazimun, and they also need to listen to the birchas hazimun, meaning women have a chayv in zimun. Now, really, women can make their own mezumen. It's unclear why nowadays they don't, but they're, once they're eating with men, they have to. Yeah, and she can't leave the table.
And she also has to stop until Hazanah's a call.
Yes,
Yeah.
she has to stop till, yes, 100%. So like I said yesterday, if a woman thinks she's going to leave the table early, whatever, then she should do that Ramesh tonight. That she's not really eating with everybody. Katan noigin she'ain mit starf in the zimun achu ben yibul gimul shana v'yamecha to katan until he's 13. Doesn't combine. Oz mit starf v'yochel v'varach gam hu b'zimun, and then once he's 13, he can combine af al pi shalei nivdak im hei v'saris, even though they haven't checked whether he hit puberty or not. Fine. Chav gimul. Mi she'ain akar kriya shema shachris v'arvis. Somebody who didn't say kriya shema in the morning or at night, oshu oiver averis b'farhesi, meaning not, he doesn't. He doesn't daven, basically. Or he does averus in public. Ein mitzaraf lezimun. He does not combine with the zimun. This comes up a lot. In this neighborhood, a lot of people have relatives that are not religious, and they want to know if they can count it. So he's saying that they don't combine. Ger gomer mitzaraf lezimun. A real ger can combine with zimun. Gam hu yachal levarach al shin chaltanu. He can say that terminology even though it wasn't because he wasn't Jewish then. Because by Avram Avinu it says he was Av HaMoyim Goyim. In the past he was a father to Aram. And from there on in, he is the Av HaMoyim Goyim. Okay, that is the halachas of the Birchas HaZimun. Simen mem vav, a loaded simen also. Hilchas macholas asuras uboy mem vav sifim. It's fascinating to go to try and figure out which halachas here the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch decided to include and which halachas did he exclude. Okay, so Aleph, dama nimtza bebeitzim, also blood that's found in eggs is asur, v'lef amam gola peitz asura, and sometimes the whole egg is asur. V'lechein kishoysim maichol in beitzim, when you make food with eggs, yesh livda gason, you have to check them. Right? Now that applies even nowadays that our eggs are not fertilized by the male. There are no males around for most eggs. But still we say that you have to. Now what's the problem? Because if there's blood in there, that means it's the development of a baby, of a chick. right? And that you know how to eat. Then they get into all the questions. If they noticed that once it was mixed in, so the din is you just take out that egg and that's it. And really, make a din, you just take out the blood, and really, that's okay. Okay, ask a shiloh, but we're much more makel nowadays, unless they're free range eggs, then it's a little bit more of a problem. Based on dog and mutter, blood from fish is mutter, ach, and kitzu bekli, but even though the blood is mutter, but if you gather it in a kli, also it's us from marasayin because of marasayin. Lefikach, im nikar shu midogim, if it's very recognizable that the fish, the blood is from dogim, kagan sheyesh by kaskasim, it has, you put the scales there, then it's mutter because it's not marasayin, because everybody sees that you're eating fish blood. Gimel, im noshach kikar bekadayim, v'yotza dam yishina v'agavi hakikar. This is a common thing with apples. Somebody bites into a food, well, he talks about a bread, and the blood goes on the bread. Tzarech lachtach makom adam alazarka, you have to cut the place where the dam was and throw it out. Aval adam shebein hashinayim, mitzvah, but the blood that's in between the teeth, that during the weekday you are allowed to suck that blood because it didn't come out of the body. The loy b'shabbos, but not on Shabbos, because is bar l'kamon, because on Shabbos it's a problem because you're doing a malacha of separating, right? Again, human blood is not a problem. It's just a maris ayin issue. Okay, that's another long one tonight, and we'll stop there. And everybody should have a fine night. Surah Tavis.
Thank you.
All right.